第二篇
Passage 2
英汉口译
English-Chinese Interpretation Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
My topic today is the car and air pollution. In particular, I want firstly to discuss the ways in which the car causes air pollution, and secondly, how we can control or reduce air pollution from the car. First, then, how does the car cause air pollution? What happens is that the car's internal combustion engine is a kind of chemical factory on a small scale. It uses a mixture of petrol and air, and this mixture explodes and burns to produce the energy which propels the car. But while this is happening, many complicated chemical reactions are taking place. In particular, part of the petrol-air mixture is not completely burned up, and so the exhaust gases from the engine contain some very dangerous chemicals such as carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides, lead, and hydrocarbons. This is the situation then, and it's going to get much worse unless we do something about it. So let's focus our attention now on ways of controlling or reducing the amount of air pollution caused by the car. I want to mention 5 possibilities. First, we can discourage the use of cars. For example, we can put higher taxes on petrol and on cars themselves, especially the larger ones that use a lot of petrol. Second, we can encourage alternative methods of transport, both between and within urban areas. For instance, we can make train and bus services cheaper and more convenient, and we can build a mass transit system in large cities, particularly an underground railway system such as those in London, New York, Moscow, and Tokyo.
Next,
we can use different and cleaner fuel for the internal combustion engine. Possibilities in this regard include natural gas, fuel cells, for example, batteries, and liquid hydrogen. Fourth, we can replace the present internal combustion engine with other designs. There are several possibilities being researched at present, such as electric, gas turbine, and steam engines. However, each of these engine designs has its own disadvantages. Last but not least, we are trying to control the emissions from the internal combustion engine much more strictly. This, for example, is a catalytic converter which converts the most dangerous ingredients of the car exhaust into water and harmless gases. These are 5 possible ways, then, of controlling air pollution caused by cars. As I'm sure you can see, there are problems with each of these ways, but at least they're a step in the right direction. Probably the best answer is a synthesis of all 5.